This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
Rich Jones, Christine Bellino, live on location at the University of North Florida and Market Days, which will be getting underway a little bit later this morning. But it's really the start, Christine, of our college campus tour, and we wanted to be on the road to illuminate some of the great people and programs that are in our own backyard. This is a time of the year, and my junior student at home is looking at where might she attend college, and she's considering where she might attend. And we have some great opportunities that are here in our own community, whether it's for on the first year or two, or even for graduate school. And we're joined live now by a graduate student, Carly Eagle, who is also working at Mayo in the engineering department and actually brought her own brain. And when she walked up and we wondered what the heck that is, she actually said that's like, Carly, a 3D image of your brain? Tell us what that is.
Yeah, good morning. Hi. So that is a 3D print of my brain. So it is constructed from CT imaging, and then I take that imaging, and then I can actually 3D print it on our multi-material printer. So you can see here the inside of it as well. It comes apart. It's a full-size replica of my brain.
Is it healthy?
Yeah. Very pink.
Thank God.
Right?
Were you wondering, like, what am I going to find out when that actually happens?
Well, yeah, you know, but it's really funny looking at it. Whenever I was, we do a process called segmentation is how we take that imaging and we turn it into that 3D model. And so when you're going through the slices of imaging, if either of you have ever had a CT scan or an MRI scan and you've ever seen it, it can look kind of foreign and alien. And so when you kind of layer the imaging stack, you know, one after another, and you construct a 3D object, then you're like, oh, I recognize that. That's my brain, and that's part of that structure. And so it's very informative.
How did you choose UNF for the graduate program for yourself?
So for me, being an engineer at Mayo Clinic, right, I'm just down the road. And so I, after graduating, had gotten to touch with Drs. Habegger and Bevel, who are professors here at UNF. And I learned of the work that they were interested in doing, and we helped Dr. Pooley and I, who's my mentor and the technical director for my group, the Anatomic Modeling Unit at Mayo Clinic, we helped develop a course here at UNF with those professors called Anatomy in 3D, where students were learning how to do that kind of imaging to 3D model conversion like I just described. And so after connecting with them, I decided that, you know, it's time for it to come back to UNF. I'm also a UNF graduate from the physics department for my bachelor's, and the Master's in Material Science and Engineering program under the mentorship of Drs. Habegger and Bevel, and doing work with them just made perfect sense.
And you're a first-generation college graduate in your family?
That is correct.
There are so many UNF students who can say the same thing. I think that's cool.
It's an incredible experience. You know, there's a lot of lessons you learn, and it's not always the easiest, right, being the first. You don't necessarily have mom and dad to call and ask questions to, but, you know, it really makes you appreciate teaching others. And so that's one of the biggest, most important things to me, is going back and giving mentorship to students now. And so we actually also now have an internship program at Mayo Clinic called the Mayo Clinic Physics, Chemistry, and Engineering Internship. And I've been fortunate enough to mentor 4 students now and see them go on to great things, one of which is even now going to do their PhD in regenerative medicine. And so, you know, giving back to students, and especially students who don't have people to ask questions to about financial aid and things like that, it's great.
What are some of the real life applications of some of the work that you're doing here at UNF? Because I know people are thinking, well, it's really cool that you've got a 3D version of your brain, but how does that help people?
Absolutely. So I would say more on the Mayo Clinic side, what we do with these models is we take that, like I said, the imaging, we turn it into a 3D model. And so our surgeons and clinicians actually order that model, and then we give it to them for pre-surgical planning purposes. We also do a cutting guide practice where it's for ear, nose, and throat, for oral cancers, things like that, where I actually design cutting guides that are fixed onto patient's bone and show the surgeons intraoperatively where to cut. And these are things we do through virtual surgical planning, where the surgeon will indicate where they want to cut on the computer screen before they're even in the OR.
So that's so incredible. I can't believe how far medicine has come. If you look at, you know, back in the day, they would cut something and say, okay, well, this is supposed to be here and this is supposed to be here. But now they actually can see where it is on you before they cut.
Well, you know, it's just been incredible. And so being in those virtual surgical planning meetings and working with, I mean, some of the most incredible surgeons and clinicians out there, right? These doctors are absolutely amazing. And so, you know, being on those meetings with them and working through the virtual model, it's just incredible to see them look at it and interact with it in that virtual way prior to surgery.
You are surrounded with incredible talent at the Mayo Clinic. Is it your plan to stay there or stay here in the Northeast Florida community long term?
Oh, you are putting her on the spot.
I am.
I absolutely plan to stay. Mayo Clinic has so many opportunities. Jacksonville has so many opportunities. Everywhere I look, I find new things I didn't know about Jacksonville, and we're growing like crazy here, Jacksonville itself. And so it's just been incredible to be a part of. So, yes, absolutely, I plan to stay.
Well, good, because it's going to help when you and I need this medical care in the future.
I know.
We've got an engineer just down JTB at the Mayo Clinic who's doing scans of brains and bones and other things like that. When we go in for surgery, at least I'll know that someone who I met, who I think is very, very smart,
I remember
can
him.
Actually help and make sure that I'm healthy going forward.
Well, I'll always take the compliment.
Well, thank you for swinging by and sharing your brain, but also sharing your story with us. It's an incredible journey, and you're one of many in the community. And does that resonate with you as well, that you're part of a larger group that's out there in the community of UNF grads and grad students who are really making major differences in this Northeast Florida community?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing about UNF that's just so incredible, it is, you know, it just feels it's a big school with big opportunity, but it's a small vibe, right? So when you meet people here, you're always maybe like one or two people removed in terms of your friend group. And so when I meet other graduate students and other students in general who have gone or are going to UNF, you know, there's always that point of connection of, oh yeah, you know, so-and-so, or we took that class together. I didn't even know we knew each other. And so, and it's just like having great friends all around. Mm-hmm. And it's just been incredible.
Well, it's a wonderful talent that we have in front of us, and just a sampling of the talent that's here at the University of North Florida. Carly Eagle is a graduate student here, and look for her work worldwide likely to come in her career. No pressure. Jacksonville's Morning News continues at 7:17, live on location at the University of North Florida for Market Days.